we're not bringing it out too early, Hayley.
Oh, no. Once they finish the treasure hunt, we stuff them full of birthday cake and send them home.
It must have taken you hours to prepare the games.
Oh, Mike's been a great help.
Isn't he throwing himself into it?
Yeah, hasn't stopped all afternoon.
Phoebe's really enjoying herself.
Oh, they all are. But now Josh and Tyler have stopped fighting.
Yeah. I was worried she might find today difficult, her first birthday party without Betty.
She was talking about her mum this morning.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, one or two tears.
Oh.
It was nothing major, just wishes her Nana was going to be with us for the party.
Oh, dear.
But it's been a smashing day otherwise, except for little Mason getting sick.
Well, it won't take Roy long to run him home. And Adam will be here soon.
I hope Ambridge have won. Roy was feeling guilty about not being there.
He couldn't miss his daughter's party.
Yeah, of course not. Is Brian coming as well?
Later. Oh, you were sorry not to see Phoebe on her actual birthday last week.
Finally found the party plates.
Oh, aren't they fun?
Phoebe's chosen. We're ages in the shop.
Have you got anything to cut the cake with?
Oh, silly of me.
That's all right, Jennifer. I'll get a knife.
So busy getting the candles in.
Hayley, help us find the golden key.
Sounds as if Mike needs a hand.
Oh, is that... Oh, no, it's you.
Yeah, it's probably Brian.
Right, come on, Phoebs. The key is dead easy to find.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hi. You on your way in?
No, that's the thing. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, what a shame.
Will you apologise to Phoebe for me?
Something cropped up at work, then?
Yeah, I'm just not able to get there. And tell Adam I'll explain after.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Jennifer, I'm in a bit of a rush. Can you give everyone my apologies?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, bye.
But you're all looking in the wrong place. Over here.
What a pity.
What's that?
Well, Ian's not joining us.
Oh, why not?
Sure, there must be some sort of emergency at Grey Gables.
Oh, no.
If Eddie were here, he'd soon open a book.
Great fun, isn't it, terrier raising?
Oh, I know.
I used to have a terrier. Jasper.
Jasper?
Yeah, second to none, keeping the rats down on the farm.
Oh, is that what the lure's meant to be? A rat?
Well, more like a rabbit, really. See, when the race starts, he gets wound in, and then all the dogs chase after it.
Over the fence?
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
If their owners can get them in the starting track.
Well, it's only one of them being awkward.
Do you know, if we've got time afterwards, I wouldn't mind another look at that silver jewellery.
Well, of course, darling.
Oh, you see so much here just wandering around.
Yeah. Not too many sad faces at England losing last night, are there? Yeah, I really love that pipe band, you know.
Oh, and those wonderful dogs chasing the geese. Fantastic control.
Yeah. Been a good afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, Oliver, all of it's been good. Three fabulous days.
Yeah.
You know the real highlight for me?
Realising you bagged me for a husband?
Well, yes, obviously. But apart from that, going round the palace yesterday.
Skewin's fabulous, isn't it?
You get such an incredible sense of history. Especially on Moot Hill.
Yeah. Actually standing where the Scottish kings were crowned.
Do you know, exactly 600 years ago, Robert the Bruce would have been next to us.
Yeah. It's a marvellous place.
Hey, they're almost ready.
Yeah, I rather fancy that little chap on the right. See him?
All right. Here we go.
And they're off.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, mine's going completely the wrong direction.
Go, boy.
Go on, boy.
There you are. Well done.
Actually, Caroline, now you're officially a Sterling, one of the clans, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's about time I told you the great family secret.
Go on, Hayley, you've earned it.
Thanks, I'm parched.
Bet you'd rather have a vodka and tonic than a lemonade, though.
Oh, I'll be ready for one by the time little horrors go home.
How much more treasure is there?
They've got all the small stuff, but there's a chest with the party bags to find yet.
Mike still isn't flagging.
No, Phoebs won't let him sit down.
Well, Roy can take over supervising when he gets back.
And Adam can help. Who are Ambridge playing, Hayley?
Lakey Green, I think.
Yeah. He won't be long, then.
Oh, no.
Well, it's all right. Finish your drink, Hayley.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I'll sort it.
Oh, you're an angel.
Tyler, put it down, please.
Oh, she's so pleased she was able to stay for the party.
Tom's done himself some serious good, letting Brenda off today.
Mm. And it's lovely to see Mike so involved.
Yeah.
You know, Phoebe showed me the little flower bed she made with him.
It's the sunflower got us started. They've been growing them at school.
I remember Alice doing that.
As soon as Phoebe's marched in with it on Friday, she was demanding her own little patch of garden.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, she's got it all planned. She wants nasturtiums, hollyhocks.
A proper little gardener.
It turns out she's been planning it all with Mike. The mornings he drops her at school.
Oh, I'm surprised he's got the time.
He makes time. And helps her feed the chicks when he can.
Oh, he's such a good grandfather.
I think he's trying to make up, you know, for Betty not being around.
Oh, that's thoughtful of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something the matter, Henry?
No, I'm really pleased to take such an interest. Only...
What?
Well, with me and Roy looking round, seriously looking round.
For a place of your own?
The closer Phoebs gets to Mike, the harder it'll be for her when we actually move out.
Oh, I see.
But she'll really feel it. And she's had one big loss already.
Yeah, but it's hardly the same.
I know, but I don't want her getting upset again. And the thing with Mike getting closer to her...
What, Hayley?
I hate myself for even thinking this, but I can't help wondering if he wants to make it harder for us to go.
Sorry I'm late. How's it going?
It's been great.
So it's a really lovely party. They're jolly lucky children.
And you haven't missed cutting the cake. Roy's got to get back yet.
I'll be pleased to hear we pulverised Lakey Green.
Yay. Well done.
So when he talks to Kev Machin again, he can stress we're a winning team.
Oh, darling, did Ian manage to get hold of you?
No. Isn't he here yet?
No, he's not coming.
What?
Something's cropped up at work, I think.
You should have finished by now.
At last, they found the chest. Oh, I better help out.
Then I'm not sure what the problem was.
Look, if we're still waiting for people, I might just nip home and see everything's okay.
I wish I'd had a tenner on the winner of that last race. Reminded me of dear old Jasper.
It was good fun watching.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a musketry, all right.
Look, Oliver.
What?
Weren't you looking for the single malts?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping to take something special back with us. Well, this looks rather nice. I would indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
How's that, darling?
Try that. It's wonderful. I'll have a bottle of that. Thank you very much.
Delicious.
There we go.
I'm sure we will. Do you know, thinking about what you said, Oliver...
Yeah?
I'm surprised they haven't made more of a fuss of you here.
Me?
Since you've got royal blood in your veins.
I wouldn't quite put it like that.
Oh, a descendant of Bonnie Prince Charlie. That's pretty royal if you ask me.
No, not of Charles Stuart, but of his brother, Henry Benedict Stuart.
You said your family sheltered the prince for a night after Culloden.
Well, sheltered both brothers, actually, but it was Henry who misbehaved.
So, 9 months later, there was an unexpected baby in the Stirling family.
My great-great-great-grandfather. Give or take a great or two.
Oh, still blue blood?
Yeah, you could say that.
So should I tip earth out of my shoe in honour?
Sorry?
Didn't you read about it on Moot Hill?
Read what?
That's how Scottish noblemen swore loyalty to the king. Emptied soil out of their boots. Offering him their land.
It's no good, Caroline. I can't keep a straight face. Remember the other name for Moot Hill?
No.
The Hill of Credulity. Darling, there's no royal blood in me.
Really?
No, I made the whole thing up.
Oliver?
Hmm?
Darling?
Yes?
Did no kind person warn you before we got married?
Warn me of what?
Clever wives never let on when they know their husbands are fibbing.
Oh.
They simply save it up to use against them later.
So you knew I was talking nonsense all along?
No, it's a lovely story, not nonsense.
Oh, thank you.
But, if you are feeling guilty about deceiving me so early in our marriage and you want to make it up...
Yeah.
There's still time to buy that lovely necklace we were admiring earlier.
Oh, I see. I've certainly met my match in you, haven't I? Righto. Lead on, Lady Macbeth.
Ian?
Yeah, up here.
I know you're probably not in the mood, but can't you at least show your face at Phoebe's?
What the hell are you doing?
Picking up some clothes.
What for?
I've booked one of the staff rooms at the hotel.
Don't be ridiculous.
Come on.
Look, I know we said some awful things on Friday.
This has been the most dreadful weekend I can remember.
I know.
Not even talking to each other. When I got to the end of my shift, the thought of coming back
here... It's been horrible for me, too.
I don't want to live like this, Adam.
But You can't just walk out.
Well, why not? What's the point in staying?
Us.
Well, and does that actually mean anything?
Of course it does.
But if we can't even talk about having a child...
All right. We argued. But that doesn't mean you have to go.
Adam, there was no common ground.
You were backing me into a corner.
What, so I'm in the wrong?
No! I just... I haven't got my head round what's happening, and you wanted a decision.
I didn't.
You wanted me to agree to Mad's proposition.
No, I wanted to know what you were thinking.
It felt like I was being pushed.
No.
Well, maybe you didn't mean to, but...
You've been so bottled up.
We're different, Ian.
Yeah. I got that.
It takes me time to think things through.
Time?
I'm not like you and Mads. I'm not impulsive. I weigh things up.
And that's what you need? More time?
If you walk out now, it finishes everything.
That's the last thing I want.
Then don't.
But I have to know there's a point to staying.
Of course there is.
If this is a dead end, let's just be honest and say so.
No! I love you.
And you know I love you.
Then please.
Do you honestly think that we can find a way through this?
Isn't loving someone learning to see things from their point of view?
Can you do that, Adam? See what I'm seeing?
I think we both need to understand each other better.
Sure. But you're saying, I mean, if we slow things down...
Anything's possible.
Anything?
I'm sorry it's been so horrible. I know I can be difficult.
I'm not looking to blame you.
But walking out is crazy. We can fix this.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's what I want more than anything. Oh, it was killing me packing.
Then put the bag down, please. I can't bear you to leave.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
You're working late.
I'm off in a minute. Wasn't expecting you till tomorrow morning.
Well, we've only been back in Ambridge a couple of hours. I thought I'd call in to see everything's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. How was Scotland?
Oh, fabulous, Roy. Gorgeous food. Scone Palace was wonderful.
So, marriage is agreeing with you?
Might be.
Ah, now, the local historians...
Oh, how did the convention go?
Oh, very well.
Good.
And they kept the bar busy. Germans said they might use us again.
And there wasn't a problem with the desk?
No, Linda came in. In fact, she's down for a few more shifts than usual.
Oh, that's useful. If Kelly's still having problems with her leg.
And she's held off confirming her holiday dates again.
Oh.
Says she'll let me know for definite by the end of the week.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't like to ask again, but I assume Robert still hadn't found anything.
Not so easy at his age.
No.
At least there are usually extra hours here if Linda needs them.
Well, that's what I said.
Anything else I should know before you go off?
We had a basin backing up in 19, but, well, that's sorted. And oh, yeah, there was one other thing.
I thought I'd be home sooner, but the market stayed busy till gone six.
Well, it looks as though you've sold plenty.
Oh, it was hectic. But if we can't sell strawberries and cream during Wimbledon...
Oh, it's been busy here as well. I phoned up dates for the radio ads.
For the opening of the Maze?
Yes. They start going out on Monday next week.
Did you get anywhere with Wayne Foley?
Can't get hold of him. But I've left a message.
Well, it would be good publicity if he agreed to do the opening.
I was going to ring again, but then Nesta got upset. Started crying while he was picking.
Oh, how's his grandmother?
Oh, it's not looking very good.
Oh, dear.
So I had a chat with him. Said he could ring from the office later. He's having trouble with his mobile.
I'll look out for him.
Oh, and I've picked up more flyers for the Maze.
Do you want me to take them round tomorrow?
That'd be very helpful, Mum.
Presumably all the usual places?
Yes, tourist information, the leisure centre, hotels.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
How's Ian?
Oh.
Do you want me to look in on him later?
You're going to be in the tunnels all evening?
Oh, no. He was fine when he woke up. Went into work as usual.
It's odd. He must have been feeling pretty ill to miss Phoebe's party.
Well, it was only a summer bug.
Well, he should have taken today off to recover.
No, he's back to normal now.
Oh, you must have done a good job of looking after him last night.
I didn't do anything. He just had to, you know, get it out of his system.
It's a shame you couldn't come back. Tuckers had made such an effort. It was a lovely tea.
Oh, I'm sorry to miss it. Do you want me to finish off the last few?
Oh, would you mind? I want to change into civvies before I start cooking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I wonder how the big move's gone.
Was it this weekend?
Yes. They should be in the Dower House by now.
Hello, Virginia.
What?
Oh, Virginia Wade, you know, the tennis player.
Ah. Hi, Adam.
Evening, Lillian.
Very fetching, Jenny.
Well, I thought you had enough fun with my tennis outfit last year.
It's been very effective for sales.
I was only going to pay you a compliment.
Were you?
I admire you sticking to a look like that. Takes guns.
Thank you, Lillian.
Though if you're standing next to Pat at the markets, you'd probably pass for a supermodel.
How's the move going?
Oh, all done and dusted, darling. We're in.
Ah.
I noticed the Tillet sign outside Nightingale.
Well, there's been no serious interest in buying, so we're going to rent it for a while.
Presumably surrounded by packing cases in the Dower House.
Hardly, darling. What do you think little men in brown overalls are for?
Still takes time to settle into somewhere new.
Well, that's why I'm here. Are you both free on Thursday evening?
Ooh, I don't think Brian and I are doing anything.
Why?
Well, while we've still got Caroline's old carpets down, we thought, gotta have a housewarming.
I won't keep you, Ian. I know it'll start getting lively in here soon.
Oh, not for me. Once I've ordered the fresh veg for tomorrow, I'm off.
Oh, of course. Bernie's doing this evening, isn't he?
Oh, and I'm trying to take a day's leave next Monday.
Yes, Roy said. Let him know when you've arranged cover.
Yeah, will do. You're looking grand, by the way, Caroline.
Thank you. Must be all the pine-scented air.
Oh, and if you're worried about the tour party on Friday...
Oh, it's a large group for such a late booking.
Well, yeah, that's why we agreed on a buffet.
Are you sure that won't crowd the restaurant?
No, we're using the marquee or conference room one if it's wet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, and Steve's coming in for the morning to help out.
I knew you'd have it all organised.
So, there you are. You can head off back to that new husband of yours.
I'm just about to. As long as there's nothing else bothering you.
Well, bothering me? What?
Well, in the kitchens or in general.
Oh. You noticed the book's staff accommodation.
There's no reason you shouldn't have, of course.
And then cancelled it.
I don't want to pry. I know your work's not affected.
No, it's okay, Caroline. You've a right to know I've got my mind on the job.
I'm not suggesting you haven't.
Well, to be honest, I mean, there have been one or two problems at home lately.
Uh-huh.
Well, and a big part of it is we've both got so much work on.
Yeah.
And with one thing and another, we hadn't been communicating properly.
Happens so easily, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course, like an idiot. I got it all out of proportion, packed a bag.
Then you cancelled the booking.
Yeah. Well, Adam and I have done some talking, cleared up a few misunderstandings.
Good.
I mean, there's a lot more to talk about yet, but, well, hopefully, we're moving in the same direction now.
Can you manage?
It's easy enough getting the sides down. Can't have the strawberries getting cold overnight.
Nestor's just phoned home and I'm afraid it's not good news.
Oh.
His grandmother died this afternoon.
Oh, poor guy. He said he was very close to her.
Mm. And he's booking a flight now.
He's going straight back?
Yeah, well, tomorrow morning. And I told him to get on with it. I know he's one of your best workers.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I'm sorry to lose him, but I was half expecting it.
I promised one of us I'll take him to the airport.
Yes, of course.
Oh, he's so apologetic about letting us down.
He needn't be. I'll talk to him later.
He's been marvellous at encouraging the others, hasn't he?
We'll manage somehow.
Hello there.
Hello, Ian.
Yeah, I was trying to catch up with you, Jennifer. I saw you ahead of me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Alice told me you were both up here. Evening.
Great to see you.
Have you got any use for a big box of canopies? Well, I mean, would your pickers have a use?
Well, yes.
Ones you've made? Oh, they'd love them.
Yeah, surplus to requirement at Grey Gables, and, I don't know, rather than throw them out at...
That's great, thanks.
I've left them in the kitchen.
We'll bring them up to the caravans later. It'll be a nice little treat.
Is it worth me hanging on, Adam? Are you nearly finished?
Oh,
it's a lovely evening. I thought, well, I don't know, let's go for a walk, have a drink and a natter somewhere.
What a good idea. Wouldn't hurt you to go now.
Unfortunately, I've got to get the rest of the sides down, then rejig the teams for tomorrow if we're losing Nesta.
It's one of the Ukrainians. His grandmother's died.
Oh, no.
I really ought to talk to him and phone Wayne again, so it's a great idea, but I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't matter. It was only a thought.
And you can have a nice, peaceful evening to yourself, and an early night will do you good.
I suppose so.
It takes time to get over a bug properly.
I told Mum how poorly you were last night.
Oh, yeah, I hated letting Phoebe down.
Doesn't matter, as long as you're fully recovered.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good now, Jennifer.
He goes in 9 or 10 for Darrington.
But he sees himself as an all-rounder.
He's no mug with a bat.
And Alistair don't mind you making promises?
No, he said tell Kev we're batting 6 or 7 if he joins us.
And that's when he started getting interested?
Seemed to be.
Yeah. But he still wasn't sure.
Well, at least he's turning the idea over now, and, well, there may be another way to persuade him.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's why I've come to see you. I don't think I've ever seen Fallon at a game.
Of cricket? She says there's more fun in having a cold sore. Well,
she wouldn't turn up once or twice for the good of the village, would she?
Why?
Well, Kev saw her when she took the local history show to Darrington.
On the Ammon Perch?
Yeah, from what he was saying, I reckon he was a bit impressed.
And if he thought he'd got a chance to meet her once in a while, if he joined Ambridge...
It might just swing the deal.
Mind you, he's not very ethical. Trying to persuade my wife's daughter to act as a honey trap.
No, I'm not suggesting anything improper. Kev's a decent bloke. She might like him.
Possibly.
And if we get a good side together, start pulling the crowds in, it's going to bring business here.
Is that as far? And you're right. She might like him.
Talking looks a lot easier than serving, Sid.
Leave it with me. Ah, G&T, Lily?
No, thanks. Now I'm not here for a drink. Hi, Roy.
Evening.
Now, Sid, Matt and I want to celebrate our move with a little party on Thursday, and I want to make arrangements.
Oh, right.
Well, we're only inviting family and close friends. You and Hayley will be very welcome.
Oh, thanks.
This is on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, nice food, summery drinks.
It might not be very convenient, Lily.
Why not?
Well, we sometimes have the bowls club in on a Thursday, and the last time you arranged drinks...
Oh, we're not having it here, Sid. Whatever gave you that idea?
Oh.
No, we don't want to cause you and Jolene any trouble.
So it will be at the Dower House?
Yeah, but since we'll need a barrel or two and to hire some glasses...
Gotcha.
Yeah, I thought I might as well put the business where it'll do some good.
Good thinking.
That'll be bright beer then.
Yeah, whatever, darling.
I'll deliver it, well, whenever you like.
Perfect. And is Fallon around on Thursday?
Well, she'll be on the bar.
You don't mind me borrowing her for the evening, do you?
Oh.
Well, it'd be on full pay. Someone's got to serve the drinks, and she's ever so good.
No. I'm sure she won't mind. We'll get someone else to fill in.
Oh, thank you, Sid.
Popular girl, Fallon.
Oh, still here?
Yeah, I was going to leave half an hour ago, after trying Wayne again.
Oh, any luck?
No. I left another message.
Oh, it's so difficult contacting these people.
I was literally walking out when Natalka stopped me.
Which one's Natalka?
The mousy one, never says a word.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's going home.
Oh, no. Why?
She's dreadfully homesick.
Surely it's not that bad.
She was in floods. It seems she's only been staying because she has an enormous crush on Nesta.
Oh.
And now he's off, she's following suit. I couldn't persuade her to stay.
Oh, what a nuisance for you.
More than a nuisance. 2 pickers in a day.
It'll leave you very stretched.
And I've got Mikola kicking up a fuss about afternoon breaks.
Oh, not again.
Yep, he's stirring up the others now.
Surely they've more sense than to listen.
Oh, I hope so.
I know it's been a difficult day.
Getting worse by the minute.
Then why not go home, Adam? Forget about the maize and the strawberries.
I wish I could.
I saw for myself earlier. You've got a loving partner waiting for you.
Yes.
And nothing else really matters. As long as that's going well.
Hi, How are we doing for time?
Oh, it's only 1:30.
Ah, it's made a real difference this morning, you helping out, Ruth.
Well, if we're going to get a full day at the Royal...
Oh, is that you finished?
It's good of Jill to come and do the kids' breakfast.
How is David getting on up there?
Enjoying himself, except for missing his bed.
Yeah, can I have the spray? This one's finished.
Catch. He said he's had enough of the bunk in the van.
Yeah, he ought to be under canvas.
He was going to. Chickened out at the last minute.
Shame.
Brendan and Tom are camping, though.
Half the fun of doing a show's camping out.
I think he's feeling his age. Are you ready, then? Let's milk you out, shall we?
Right. I'm done over here.
Tom keeps dragging him out for a drink in the evenings with some of the other traders.
Sure, sounds a real adventure.
And David says he can't stand the pace these days. He's always the first to head off.
You want the spray back?
It's pretty Kirsty's not coming with us.
Yeah. Still, Ellen can't just give days off here, there and everywhere.
I guess not.
At least there's a silver lining.
What's that?
No distractions. I'll be able to focus properly on the show.
You've got a heart of stone, Sam.
Nah, just making the best of a bad job, that's all. Right, let's get him back out.
You can always make it up to Kirsty on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Bought your beach shorts yet?
I haven't even thought about it. She's only just booked it.
2 weeks of total relaxation. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're going yet?
Oh, yeah. Nope, it's gone. It's an island near Malta.
Gozo.
Oh, hi, Kirsty.
I knew you weren't listening properly yesterday. Oh, it's meant to be really beautiful, Ruth.
Hiya. On your way to Organics?
I'm on my way to the Royal if you've got room for me.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Of course we have.
You're coming with us?
And you waited till 11:30 last night to bring me back. She's finally agreed to go in for me.
Oh, that's great.
Why didn't you tell me?
Thought it'd be a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brilliant.
There you are, madam.
Keep them coming, Brenda.
You don't need more sausages already.
Yep, certainly do.
Okay, those two are done.
I reckon there's a few people get breakfast just by going around collecting all the samples.
I'm not going to run out before it all finishes.
Nah, we've got plenty for today and tomorrow.
It's going so fast.
We've got more important things to worry about first, Bren.
Or maybe later then.
Yeah, like what?
Like, where are we going to watch tonight's semi-finals?
Where are we?
Well, we've just come through entrance one.
This must be Avenue A.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And if David's in the food pavilion...
Look, head up here, past the poultry and bees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the environment demonstration's this way.
Then on to Avenue M.
Oh, that's got to be worth a look.
Little dog leg, then carry on down M.
Until the food pavilion.
Do you want the map?
No, it's straightforward enough. Everything's signed pretty clearly.
Hey, why don't we all go and see David?
He sounded terribly busy when I rang him from the car.
We'll let Ruth go and say hello on her own.
Okay.
He's making time to go around with us later.
It's plenty of the things we can be getting on with.
Yeah, sure.
It won't be long. Where are we going to meet up?
How about the cattle lines?
Fine.
Say, 15 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah. I just want him to know we're here.
So, now I've got you to myself. What are we going to do for a quarter of an hour? You don't fancy the environment demos since so close?
Yeah, could do.
Or a quick look in the organic centre? I promised Helen I'd have a good nose round there.
Yeah, all right. Except...
What?
Well, that'd be heading the wrong way, wouldn't it? If we're meeting Ruth by the cattle lines.
Yeah.
Why don't we slog round the organic stuff later?
You've got a one-track mind, haven't you, Sam?
Hey?
Go on, then. Let's start looking at dairy cows.
Grass-fed Hereford beef. Absolutely succulent.
Hey, you got here.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, it's good to see you. It's a journey, all right?
No problem. I'm sorry if I look a mess.
What?
I was going to make myself presentable, but Josh couldn't find his sticker book for school.
You look great.
You'd say that anyway.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Did Mum come over?
Yeah, she ran the kids to school and she's picking them up again.
All right, so no worries about getting back then.
No, we've got all day.
Brilliant. Come here.
I've missed you.
Oh. Are the kids been all right?
Ben was a bit grouchy yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Authentic taste of Forsyture.
Tom's given it some welly, isn't he?
He never stops.
Tom Archer's.
What was Ben grouchy about?
Oh, Josh was teasing him and he banged his head on a chair. But he's fine.
And otherwise?
Same as usual.
Come on, sir. Yep.
Oh, we got a call from Adam last night.
Ah, now, did he say when he's checking the barley with me?
He's coming over tomorrow.
Oh, as long as I've got time to get back from here.
Late afternoon or early evening.
Oh, well, that's all right.
But he was more interested in asking about casuals.
Casuals? What for?
He lost two of his strawberry pickers yesterday.
What? Sacked them or did they walk out?
Death in the family, I think. Anyway, it's left him short-handed. He sounded quite stressed about it.
Any more for any more?
Oh, you got any water? My throat's dry as a bone.
No wonder the way you're bellowing. The bottle's down there.
Oh, thanks. We've got to pull the punters in. I certainly need a minute to catch my breath.
Did you see Ruth too?
Oh, yeah.
David will be pleased.
Yeah, he's really looking forward to going home tomorrow.
I know.
Did you hear him last night?
What?
The older you get, the harder it is spending time away from family.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, right. I told him he's getting past it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you, did I? When Jack and Peggy came to Phoebe's birthday tea.
What happened?
It was dead embarrassing. Phoebe went up to Peggy and said, "Is it true great-granddad's got Alzheimer's disease?"
Alzheimer's?
Yeah, she must have heard me and Dad talking about Jack before they arrived.
And how did Gran take it?
She was okay. Just smiled and said Jack has a few problems with his memory.
Right.
Okay, see you later.
Alright then, bye.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I've just been fixing a time to go around with David. Oh, it's busy, isn't it?
Crazy.
Good crazy, though.
And you've certainly got the patter, Tom.
He's been making my ears hurt.
Well, when you've got product to shift...
Oh, don't worry, I'm not staying. We'll catch you up later.
Yeah, see you, Ruth.
Bye.
See ya.
Right, start handing out some more samples.
In a minute.
What have we turned round for?
The guy in the shorts, next to the cheeses.
Oh, is that...
Uh-huh. 2 tents down from us. Starts singing at 5 o'clock every morning.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Interesting.
Don't think I can stand another conversation about seed potatoes.
Now then.
All right, David.
Yeah. Listen, any chance of some horse trading? I want to work out when we're taking our breaks.
Good confirmation. Not too blocky.
I'm not so sure.
Why not?
Look at its eyes.
Very bright, are they?
But its coat's in good condition.
No, if I had to pick one cow out of what we've seen so far...
Oh, the in-calf jersey.
Oh, I wasn't that impressed, to be honest.
Oh, right.
The Dexter.
A Dexter? The Brookfield?
No, in general. Did you notice the legs?
Good and straight.
Aren't Dexters hard work?
Some folks swear by them, Kirsty.
You're getting milk and beef.
It's a good little breed.
Maybe one day there's more of a sideline at Brookfield.
It's a thought.
Well, there he is. David!
Ah, we've chosen the ones we're taking home, then.
I wish.
There's some good stock here.
Yeah. Listen, I'm on a timetable. I promised we'd relieve Tom and Brendan about 10:50.
Okay. We owe Tom for the chance to be here.
Yeah, so let's get cracking.
We haven't seen the Herefords yet.
Come on, then.
I'm up for that.
Sam, you should go on. We'll catch you up in a minute.
Okay.
You know where they are?
Oh, we'll find you.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just thought they might have some space. They haven't seen each other for 3 days.
Right.
And I've hardly told you anything about Gozo yet.
We're not going there for ages.
It'll be great when we do. It's meant to be really peaceful.
Not too peaceful.
Oh, no, there's plenty to do. Places to visit and stuff, and we can hire a car.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be good.
And the food's supposed to be fantastic.
Tell me as we're going along, Kirsty. It'll look rude if we get too far behind.
Oh, that's it. I've handed out my last sample, Hereford or Tom Archer, till I've had some lunch myself.
Tom, can we stop over when we get back?
Yes, okay.
I've had enough of the griddle for now.
How well do you reckon we've done this morning?
Probably haven't sold as much as this time yesterday.
Oh, we haven't done badly, though.
No, and we're definitely up on the number of people taking details.
Good. Well, let's hope that translates into real orders.
Okay, better get some more bangers on. Here comes the cavalry.
Oh, yeah?
This is the right time, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but how come David's wriggled out of his responsibilities?
He hasn't. He was going to do a stint.
Yeah, he's enjoying himself too much out there. So, I volunteered to help Ruth.
There we are. It was a latte, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Right. Oh, I feel quite guilty, us lounging around while they slave away.
Don't. Sam probably thinks it's a laugh, handing out samples. Something different.
Well, I wasn't going to argue him out of it.
And that's one of the best things about him. He's got such a positive attitude to everything.
Yeah, I know.
He always wants to be active. You know, trying new things out.
Well, we haven't been the same since he turned up at the farm.
You don't regret it, do you?
No, not at all, no. He's been a real asset to Brookfield.
Well, he loves working there.
Well, he's good to have around. Even Bert likes him, so he must be doing something right.
Well, that's got to be a plus.
Yeah, no, we want him to stick around. So, I'm really pleased that, he seems to be making attachments.
I'm really pleased too.
Well, he could do a lot worse than put roots down in Ambridge.
Mind you, it took us a while to click. Really click.
I thought you two hit it off from the start.
We were both a bit on the rebound then. But now, we just seem to understand each other so well.
You suit Sam down to the ground.
Why? Has he said anything?
Doesn't have to. It's obvious.
It feels so different from... Well, no disrespect to Tom, but... This, I mean... It couldn't be better.
Well, I'm glad it's going so well for both of you.
Well, you don't mind me talking like this, do you?
No, of course not.
Only it's the first time in a relationship I've ever really dared look ahead.
You've been thinking about the future?
Yeah. And it's a really nice feeling. Knowing where I'm going for once. Feeling that it's all properly mapped out.
Go on, move yourself.
It always hangs back, doesn't she?
Well, she's the last, Oliver. Let's get them in.
Two of you in one go. Excellent.
Afternoon, Kenton.
Hi there. Hi, Mike.
Afternoon.
Two of the most sporting gents in Ambridge.
Hey?
Just what I'm after.
Look, will this take long? The girls are due for milking.
Look, 2 seconds, two words. Vegetable Olympics.
No, that doesn't really help.
Oh, well, for the fight. Yeah,
that's it?
Yeah, Brenda told me about
it's
that.
It's pure genius.
No, sorry, still not with it.
Okay, well, the highlight of this year's fate is going to be an Olympic-style competition, but using vegetables.
Yeah, Brenda said there's going to be cabbage bowls.
Yeah, leek tossing, carrot skittles, or a couple of other events I'm still drawing up rules for.
So you got roped in to organise it, have you?
Well, left Emma running the calf because Linda has passed the laurel on to me. Yep, I'm officially now Captain Vegetable.
Quite an honour.
Yeah, I'm masterminding the whole event.
Yeah, any minute now, girls.
Now all I need some volunteer marshals and competitors, of course.
Well, there may be a few folk who'll have a go.
Oh, and some kind of opening ceremony.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I'm past my competitive prime.
Yeah, no, but you'd be perfect in charge of the Swede shot put.
And rather too busy, I'm afraid.
Well, it's Sunday the 23rd, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, put me down to run some at Kenton. Boys seem to have a bit of time on me hands.
You trying a grain, David?
Yeah, go on.
No.
No. Still a lot of moisture.
Too early to think about combining. Mm.
No, it needs a week or so yet. I mean, with the cost of fuel...
Absolutely.
Don't want to pay more for drying than I have to. Feed barley's not getting much of a price.
Best let Mother Nature do the job then.
Yep.
I'll come back sometime next week.
Suits me.
So, shall we head back?
It'll give me time to catch up. I haven't caught my breath yet.
Oh. Oh, when did you get back from the Royal?
About 20 minutes before you turned up.
Really? Well, you should have run. Put me off.
No, that's all right.
Oh. I'm glad you didn't. At least this is one job out of the way.
Are you busy, then?
Just a touch. Yeah. How did you get on?
Well, there was a lot of interest in the beef. And I managed a few plugs for Hassett Hill's lamb as well.
Good man.
Yeah. You should have seen Brenda and Tom, though.
Right.
They really know how to sell. They made me feel a complete amateur.
As long as you got some new business yourself.
Yep.
Shall we start moving back?
No, it's definitely given us a boost.
That's what you wanted.
Though I am more than ready for a proper mattress tonight.
I bet.
Oh, sorry, are you in a rush to get going?
No, Well...
We should have come up in yours. You could have dropped me off at the top of the lane.
I'm fine. It's just... trying to keep Brian sweet.
Oh, right. Is he giving you a hard time?
Not deliberately, but he keeps such a close eye on everything I do.
Dad used to be the same with me.
You can imagine the meal he made of my losing two pickers earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, Ruth said.
Could it have been avoided? Have I got backup in place?
What was it? They were, what, lovesick or something?
Well, the girl had a crush on a bloke whose grandmother... Well, it doesn't matter. They're gone. We're coping.
Now, it can play havoc, though, when your workforce falls in love. Sam's got it bad.
Really?
Yep.
So, shall we...
Yeah, sure. Sorry, let's get back. Now he's head over heels with Kirsty.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, it's mutual.
Let's see if we can do any better today, shall we?
Now, Oliver, I meant to say...
Yeah, what's that?
I've noticed Candy can be a bit temperamental.
Well, she's not the best milker.
Maybe if you keep the O's on her a bit longer.
Well, she's perfectly clean.
Yeah, well, she gets down easier when she's really warmed up.
Oh, right.
The others don't take so long, but I noticed the other day she seemed to be old enough. So,
oh, thanks. That's useful to know.
I'm trying to become the expert.
Well, you are the expert, Mike. That's why I'm so glad to have you involved.
It's just, when you've been doing it as long as I have.
The more tips you can give me, the better.
Why, don't worry, you're doing a great job.
I need to be clued up if I'm doing all the morning milkings from now on.
You definitely decided that.
Yes, yes. Well, it's not fair on Joe. Expecting him to turn up at the crack of dawn every other day.
You can probably dry her off now.
He looked so exhausted yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, good girl. Good girl.
Right, now try stripping a little milk.
I mean, he was only ever a stopgap. All right, all right. It was very good of him to fill in.
That's more like it.
I shall have to remember, you need pampering Candy. Now, let's get a cluster on you.
Have you told him yet?
No, not yet. Not quite sure how to put it. Didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, it makes sense, though. I mean, he'd find it really hard going when we're fully operational.
Well, at least the engineer's finished now.
Hey, it's a neat little bottling unit, isn't it?
Yeah, he's done a good job with the whole thing. Pasteuriser and separator.
So when's environmental health coming?
Next Tuesday.
Feels like one inspection after another at the moment.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we get through checking the samples and all the rest of it.
Not much to find fault with, is there?
Well, I'm pretty confident. We've done all the right things.
And when it's done, you'll be one step closer.
It'll be nice when the flow of money stops being one way.
Oh, yeah.
I dread to think how much I'm losing, feeding most of the milk to Neil's pigs.
What about nets tonight?
Doubt if I'll make it.
What, so many strawberries, too little time?
I've got Mikola to contend with.
Who?
One of the pickers.
Oh, bad news.
A real stirrer. Hey, who's parked next to me?
Oh, that's Kenton's.
Yeah, watches the clock all day long. If we're 1 minute late for lunch, who gets everyone worked up?
Sounds a real asset.
Anything but. Will you give Alistair my apologies?
Yeah.
You two coming in?
No, I'm going up to the U's.
And I'm off.
Well, hold on a minute.
Oh. If Roy's at Nets, I'll find out if he's got any further with Kev Machin.
I heard Chris Mills is spitting blood. We're trying to poach his best player.
Yeah.
Well, Ruth said you'd be back soon, so there's a pot of tea brewing.
Well, you enjoy it, Kenton. I'm still catching up on my jobs.
Oh, come on, quick cuppa.
Sorry, I need to get off as well.
Yeah, all right. 4 seconds, 4 words.
Go on.
Be an Olympic champion.
What?
Oh, yeah, Mum said.
It's your choice, compete or marshal, but come on, boys. Come on, be part of Ambridge's big summer event.
Look, I really am running late.
Adam, it's the Vegetable Olympics.
You're going to have to tell me some other time.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay, it's not a problem.
I'll ring to fix up another look at the barley.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
Hey, you're not disappearing until I've got a firm commitment day.
This won't keep, will it? I've only been back an hour.
Well, you'll be cursing if you miss out. I've been inundated with volunteers.
Really?
Yeah, seems Amish just can't get enough vegetable-related fun.
Yeah, last I heard, Mum said you were struggling.
Oh. Well, I'm doing quite well for Marshalls. Dad's signed up and I've just collared Bert.
Bert?
Yeah.
I bet he said yes just to get rid of you.
Well, Mike was positively enthusiastic.
Mm, yeah. And how many competitors have you got?
Well, still early days.
What's the exact figure?
Nige.
That's it?
Well, I've got high hopes elsewhere, but Nige is the only one to officially commit himself so far, yeah.
Well, he should be in with a chance of a medal, then.
Yeah, oh, help me out, Dave. Come on. Took half an hour to convince him.
Half an hour?
Yeah, and then he only agreed out of sympathy. I banged my knee tripping over Charlie.
Who?
Oh, Julia's old dog.
Oh,
It's more draught-excluded than dog these days. Doesn't get around much, poor thing.
She must be knocking on a bit.
Yeah, no, but look, I can't go through that every time. Oh, come on, mate, please agree to take part.
Go on, out you go. There, she was real quick, picking up which are going to be hens and which one cockerels.
So Phoebe's still keen on her chicks, then?
Mad on her. Go on, off you go.
Look, I'm going to make a move, Mike. You get off. I'll clean up in here after.
Nice, all right. I'll do it once I've got them back up the field.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, Ailey's buying Phoebe some new shoes after school, and Roy's working late.
Well, so... I'd be very grateful. I want to straw down a holding pen.
Oh, for the Guernseys you got coming?
Yeah, the last batch. It's a mix of cows and heifers, all down calvers.
When are they being delivered?
Any time now. And, of course, Tip Conroy is coming to pick up a couple of the beef herd as well.
Life will seem easier when you sold them all, won't it?
Well, it could take a while.
No, they're good stock. They'll go.
Well, we'll see.
I had a thought about the milk.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, might make you some money. Not much, mind.
Oh?
Well, Brookfield, you know they run an all-year calving pattern.
Oh, yes.
Well, they'd probably take some off of you.
Hey, that's a good thought. I'll give them a ring later.
I feel so guilty, Ian.
Oh, look, it doesn't matter.
If I'd known you were taking the evening off, cooking us something special.
It isn't really special, but, you know, we just haven't had veal for a while.
Oh, it's so thoughtful of you. You must have had a hard day, too.
Well, it's fine compared to yours.
Will it keep?
Yeah, don't worry. I'll fix you something when you come in. Have you any idea at all what...
Not really. Hours yet.
What's that?
Victor moving fruit crates.
What? Sounded more like an earthquake.
That's about the only thing that hasn't gone wrong today.
So, when you got back from Brookfield, this McCullough was trying to arrange a walkout?
Yeah, just because someone was late bringing the bottled water to the tunnels.
What, and that was it?
Yeah, it was an honest mistake. But once McCullough started swearing at me in front of the others...
Oh, you had no choice, Adam.
Oh, maybe another day I'd have handled it differently.
Well, look, I'm all for give and take, but that's going too far. You had to sack him.
Anyway, it's done now.
You have a tough enough operation without taking abuse.
With losing the other two already, it's going to have quite an impact.
What, is it going to affect your sales?
Not to restaurants and hotels. I have to cut back on Jazz's roadside sales, though.
All right.
Maybe pull out of a couple of farmers' markets. But it's not the end of the world.
Well, you're taking it very well.
I'm more disappointed about missing your meal.
Oh, look, forget about it. I just thought me and my way had some time together on Sunday, but since then...
I know.
It'd be nice to chill.
Yeah.
You know, that's been a big part of the problem. You know, not having any time together.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're never really relaxed when we talk about me becoming a father.
No. No, I suppose not.
But tonight wasn't going to be anything heavy, you know? Just check we're both on the same page now.
It would have been good if there was any way I could finish now.
No, no worries. We'll catch up in the next day or two, eh?
Hiya! Oh, sorry.
What, who's that?
Kenton.
Go ahead and finish your call. I'll admire the strawberries.
Well, no, look, it's all right, Adam. Look, I won't keep you.
I doubt if it's anything important.
No, it's okay. Go on, you get on. We'll appreciate it more when we do get some time together.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I can't wait to really sit down and talk.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a whole lot more positive about where we're going now. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, don't work too hard. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye.
I pinched a couple. Is that all right?
Look, if you've come about the fate...
Ah, well, I couldn't drive past with a clear conscience.
Kenton.
No two ways about it. You are the man for the Swede shop.
Hold on.
Hey, sorry. No, I'm not taking no for an answer,
Will
mate.
You just shut up and listen?
Okay.
Do you really think I've got time to waste on this sort of nonsense? Of course I haven't! Can't you see how busy I am?
All right, mate, all right. I had no idea you were so touchy about vegetables.
Oh, she can't help us out.
Kirsty!
Oh, you'll never believe why.
Go on.
Lillian's grabbed her.
Does her drinks at the house warm?
Oh, I'm sure Fallon could manage on her own. I mean, how many people are Matt and Lillian expecting tonight?
That's better.
What are you moving the chairs for, Sid?
Well, I'm trying some of it out for Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be a madhouse in here. Wimbledon and the World Cup.
That's what we want. And if I can get everyone sitting instead of standing in front of the doors...
Oh, so they're not blocking the screen.
Yeah, that's it.
Then people can watch from the patio.
Thought of it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And Punters kept squinting in during the semis. Mm,
that's not a bad idea.
Wonder how much you can see out there. If I go out, can you switch on the TV?
Don't you think it's a cheat, though? Matt and Lillian borrowing two of our staff. Oh, three with Frieda.
Oh, Frieda, don't come into it.
She's laying the food out for them, though, isn't she?
Well, that's this afternoon. She'll be here in plenty of time.
All the same.
Or would you rather they held the party here, Jolene?
Good point. I expect we'll manage.
Done a good job, ain't she?
Oh, Ruth's pretty handy when she puts her mind to it.
What used to be in the barrel?
Fruit juice, I think. Had it for ages. Never found a use till now.
Ooh, very neat. 5, 6, 7 rubber teats.
Yep. We pop it up on a trailer, slosh in the Grange Farm milk, and the calves do the rest.
Well, it'll do them good, having some proper milk.
Well, that's the idea. And Oliver's not asking much for it.
Is he sending some over every day?
Every other day. A barrelful like this, delivered by Joe and Bartleby.
Why does he want Joe to do it?
Any chance of a hand?
What's up, Sam?
One of the heifers gashed a foot. I need to get a poultice on.
Oh, OK. You get off, Bert. We'll do it.
I mean, obviously, the carrots won't stay up on their own.
No.
So, I'm experimenting with standing them in a sand tray.
Yeah, that might work.
And then, after the skittles, it's onto the parsnip javelin.
Ah, growing parsnip.
Mm, as far as you can. Brenda came up with it. And then, finally, we total up the scores.
Uh-huh. So everyone's got to go in for everything?
Oh, yeah, all the events.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, think of it as a sort of, ratatouille of throwing, bowling, shot putting.
That's 2:30, Kent.
Oh, yeah. So you up for it, Sid?
Oh, well, I'm running the beer tent, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
I won't have time to do anything else at the place.
No.
Normally I'd have a go, but... sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm developing a thick skin about this.
Well, not have many takers, then.
Well, I don't mind people saying no. It's being rude about it, I object to.
Huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I asked Adam if he wanted to be involved yesterday, and I got a right mouthful.
Oh, yes, well, that doesn't altogether surprise me.
You know, well, fair enough, he's opening his maze at the same time, but, you know, he only needed to say.
To be honest, I've never found him very civil.
I thought that we got on okay.
Very temperamental, if you ask me. Now, if that's everything, I'll clear some glasses.
Well, you know ideas for an opening ceremony, have you?
Oh.
You see, I want to do it properly, you know. I was thinking maybe have an athlete run onto the green with some sort of torch.
Right.
And then perhaps, you know, display of some sort, a few banners, perhaps some acrobats and a troop of dancers.
Yeah, but it's not really my strong suit, Kenton.
Yeah. Kathy says I'm getting obsessed.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. That's why I decided a couple of pints in a quiet corner here tonight. Let the inspiration flow.
Sid?
Yes, sir.
Jolene. 2 seconds and 2 words. Vegetable...
Can you give me a moment, Kenton?
Oh, yeah, OK.
I'll come and have a chat later, if I can.
Well, I'm at the table by the dartboard, yeah? Just me and my muse.
What is it?
You'll have to manage both bars for a while.
What?
I'm going into the kitchen. Frieda just rang.
What, and she turned up, yeah?
No. And she won't be here for a while longer.
What's holding her up?
I don't know. It must have been a bad line. I couldn't really make out what she was saying.
Where are they off to?
Paolini's.
Oh, right, yeah. The wine bar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ruth and Usha's favourite venue for a girly night out.
And you've been landed cooking for the kids?
No, it's all right. No, Mum and Dad have got them all evening.
Right.
I'm a TV dinner for one.
That's the cotton wool on.
Do you want the tape?
Please.
If we keep her in here...
Tough.
And check the cut in a couple of days.
It's not very deep.
Well, at least you caught it while it's clean. Where do you reckon she did it?
I don't know. Jostling through a gate.
One of the others kicking at you?
Maybe. Come on, let's have your foot up again.
What about you? Doing anything special?
Oh...
Don't fancy a pie in a pint, do you?
Yeah, all right.
Beat sitting in on your own.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a beer. Kirsty did say I could join her at the Dower House.
Oh, well, if you've got something on.
No. No, it's Matt and Lillian's party.
She's been invited to stay on after serving drinks.
Oh, don't you want to go?
Don't really fancy it.
Right, are we ready to get her up?
Yep, that should hold. Come on, girl. Come on.
Come on, come on. Well, you're probably right, you know. If Lillian's got Kirsty working, you won't get 5 minutes together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know. It's going to feel strange on your foot for a while.
Oh. But you're a lucky man, Sam. Kirsty really thinks the world of you.
Ham toasty? Is there ham toasty in here? Yeah,
any chance of a pint, Jolene?
Oh, where's Sid? Ham toasty?
Yeah, well, he's disappeared somewhere.
Oh, must be in the ploughman's, where this toasty obviously belongs.
Look, can't you pour me a pint first? I've been waiting 10 minutes.
Oh, all right. As long as that's all you want.
Actually, I was hoping for the little chat we were going to have.
Maybe when we quieten down, Kenton.
No, that's all right. I'll tell you while you're pouring.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at you and thinking of Swedes.
Are you getting personal?
Jolene, you've the natural authority necessary to marshal the Swede shop put.
Sid's told me all about it. He's running the beer tent, so I've got to look after the pub.
Well, can't you even spare half an hour?
No, I'm afraid not.
Can you make that 2 more pints, please?
Kenton! I've got someone waiting for a ham toasty.
Hi, Dave. Sam. Oh, I'm getting them in.
Oh, cheers.
Ta.
Jolene!
Can you take over, Sid? 2 more pints of Shire's ear.
A lager for me.
Frieda's ear.
Well, that's good.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, honestly, we don't mind who serves us.
She's worn herself out, hurrying from the dower house. She's all giddy and breathless.
What?
I can't get a word of sense out of her.
Nah, go on, I will have Shire's.
Well, I'll see what the matter is.
Right, thanks. Yeah, right. 2 more pints. Yeah, I saw the restaurant's closed, but you're still doing bar snacks, aren't you?
Oh, yes. And we'll have the restaurant open soon, too.
Well, Hunter's pie and chips in here will do me.
And me.
Oh, you're making me hungry now.
Hey, is that anyone's ham toasty?
Oh, has Jolene forgotten Mr. Pullen's order?
Look, Sam, I've got 3 words for you. Be a champion.
Oh, you're not still on about that, are you?
Was the 3rd pint Shire's as well?
Yeah, please.
Well, he looks bald to take part in the parsnip javelin, doesn't he?
Oh, do I?
And how are you going to get parsnips in July, Kenton? They're a winter vegetable.
Oh, but there are some, though. Aren't there?
Well, possibly.
Nah, it'll be fine. Spectacular.
That's your 2nd. One more to come. And 3 Hunter's pie and chips.
Yeah, that's it. You guys sit down, I'll pay. We can square up later.
Okay.
All right. Whoa, here come the bowls team.
Sid. Yeah, tell Frieda we want 3 Hunter's pies through here.
She's giggling at a bag of frozen peas.
Aye.
And keeps asking for more of the fruity drink.
What?
You can light the old pub off her breath.
How much do I owe you, Sid?
You owe the 4. Oh, I'll sort it out.
Yeah, thanks. I'll take it.
Yeah, as long as we get served before the bowlers. Where they're snatching up bar menus, they look ravenous.
Hello, Bert Troy here.
Bert, it's Jolene.
Hold on a second, I'll just put me O down. That's better, I've been weeding me French beans.
Yeah, can you come and take Frieda home?
What's the matter?
Don't worry.
Has she had an accident?
No, it's not like that.
Well, why's she got to come home then?
She's a little bit tiddly.
Well, my Frieda? Impossible.
I'm afraid she is.
Well, a glass of sweet sherry's her limit.
Yeah, not when Lillian's pouring the drinks.
Oh.
She's had a bit too much to drink at the Dower House.
While she was putting the party food out.
Well, as far as I can make out, Lillian kept topping her up with fruit punch.
Oh, no. This happened once before, and we've never dared go back to Foyley.
So, any chance of you fetching her?
I don't know if Kenton's got any of the Bulls Club to sign up yet, but he's certainly got them talking.
Yeah, he's been over there quite a while.
Oh, almost as long as we've been waiting for our food.
Just seemed to get busy all of a sudden.
Yeah. Do you want another crisp?
Thanks.
I'm starving. Wish I'd had that TV dinner now.
The reason I'm not sure about taking 2 weeks off next
Oh,
month.
look, don't worry. We'll cope without you.
It's a replacement Erzman I'm not sure about. I've got things just about right in the parlour.
Well, the agency aren't going to, you know, send us an idiot, are they?
Yeah, but it's unsettling for the cows.
Look, as soon as you get on the plane with Kirsty, you forget all about us.
A week might have been better.
Oh, you're kidding. A week in the milking parlour or an extra week with Kirsty? That's not much of a contest.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong, she's great.
I'll say.
I really like her.
Yeah, and believe me, she's pretty keen on you.
Oh, look, she's real fine, good looking.
She's gorgeous.
Funny.
No, not through the bath, Rita.
Much more on my wavelength than Fliss ever was.
Yeah, she's terrific.
Now, let's go on this way.
I mean, she's interested in my work, for one thing.
Yeah.
Ah, that's right, Pumpkin. There's pretty lights this way as well.
She's perfect for me. At least that's what everyone says.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess it must be true.
Did you see Frieda behind the bar?
Oh, 20 minutes effort and one lousy entrance.
Hey, Kenton. Did you see Frieda?
I'm more interested in seeing my meal, Dave. Sid?
Sorry, Sam. No, listen, you're quite right. You're made for each other, if you ask me.
Yeah?
Sid?
I'm sorry. Won't be much longer.
Is Frieda all right?
Yes. Should be fine now.
Look, how long does it take to warm up a pie?
There have been one or two problems with staffing. And the over 60s bowlers can be very demanding.
But we ordered before them.
Sid, you won't believe this.
Huh, what now?
Lillian just phoned. She says she knows how quiet we can be on a Thursday.
Hey?
Yeah, so if either of us wants to slip up to the Dower House for an hour...
What?
Or both at once, if we like.
Is anyone actually in the kitchen? Yeah,
because she'd love us to share in her little celebration...
Are you off, Nylander?
Early till three, then I start again.
Oh, I thought you weren't keen on split shifts.
Well, Kelly's not coming back till next week, so...
Oh, it's good of you to fill in for her.
I couldn't leave Caroline in the lurch.
I'm sure she's grateful. Oh, it's going to be a hectic afternoon.
I know.
I'm having 10 more minutes break, then it's back to the madness.
You haven't seen my book, have you, Ian?
No. Where did you put it?
Well, if it's not in here, perhaps I left it at reception.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, thank you.
What do you mean, that monster of a thing you've been reading?
No.
Was it bull leaping or something?
The Minoan Culture of Crete. No, this is a novel. What time are we expecting the tour party?
In about an hour. 44 of them. It's going to be mayhem.
Oh, the weekend won't be much better.
Okay, what have we got? We've got two weddings, a tea dance with Tommy Croker Jr.
And the Drains people are having a tea day.
I'll be more than ready to have Monday off.
Oh, that's definitely booked now.
Oh, I have had a wee reshuffle with Rhoda.
Oh. You doing anything nice?
No, I'm not sure yet. Just chilling, probably.
Very wise. Well, I expect I left my Andrea Levy behind the desk.
I can't believe how fast you get through books. That bullying thing was huge.
Oh, well, I haven't actually finished it. I'm simply putting it on hold.
I don't blame you. That looked hard going.
Well, that isn't quite the reason, Ed.
That's got it running.
The front loader's just the right height now. Keep the siphon in place.
I am, Joe.
Won't take long to fill your calf feeder.
I wonder what they'll make of it.
Oh, nothing finer for calves, rich Guernsey milk.
They're not looking too sure, are they?
Well, they'll soon come down from the other end. Have a nosy round the feeder.
At least it's not leaking so far.
Well, you made a fair job of it, Ruth Archer.
Thanks.
The first time's bound to be Archer.
Well, a couple of them look interested now.
Yeah, it was fun and games getting the barrel on the trap at the other end.
But we can pick the milk up in future.
Oh, no. Me and Oliver Stirling's got it all worked out now.
Are you sure?
It was only with Bartleby not knowing what we was up to.
We don't mind.
And we was running behind, and we had to turn the last lot of Guernsey out of their settling pen first.
Oliver's finished buying now, is he?
Oh, yeah. 27 old told. Nice little herd.
It's good seeing dairy cows at Grange Farm again.
No, I could have watched them for hours. They was having a real run round. Glad to be out on grass, eh?
Must have taken you right back.
Yeah. Longfield never looked right to me without milkers.
No.
There's others in the family would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And he's out good.
If you help keep things going with the dairy, who knows?
Oh, I mean to. Me and Bart will be delivering once every 2 days now. Leastways, till the bottling's sorted.
And you're honestly happy to do it?
Well, I'd have to be, wouldn't I? It's a vital part of the whole operation.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Oliver Sterling's moved me from morning milkings, taking them on himself, so I'm free to do this, he says.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's how important it is.
No, that's very sensible, Linda.
We agonised for quite some time over it.
I'm sure you did, but that's probably for the best.
Robert and I have been so looking forward to visiting Knossos.
Was that the...
Bronze Age Palace, the centre of Minoan archaeology. I've read so much about it.
Well, Crete's still going to be there for you next year.
Well, that's right. Of course, we've lost the deposit. Fortunately, it wasn't too much.
Everybody has to tighten their belt sometimes.
It's not the money, Ian. I thought I made that clear.
Oh, yeah.
It's so Robert can remain flexible.
Well, which is absolutely the right thing to
do. He wants to be able to accept a job without hesitation, provided it's worthwhile, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Creates a bad impression if you start bringing holiday dates up at interview.
Yeah, wait till you've got the job.
But that's what we decided.
Well, so has he got an interview coming up?
Not an interview as such. One or two people have said they might get back to him.
Oh.
They seem quite interested. They're keeping his details.
Well, that's promising.
Though there hasn't really been the response I expected.
No.
Given his experience and talent. I thought offers of work would flood in.
Yeah, he's a very talented man.
Tremendously able.
All right.
If he has got a fault, he undersells himself.
Well, you can be too modest.
Even so, I'm sure he'll find something soon.
And then you can get the brochures out again, eh?
Yes. Then what about you and Adam? Are you going anywhere this summer?
Well, we've no real plans.
Oh, surely you're going to have a week or two away.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but...
Holidays are essential, Ian, to recharge the mental and spiritual batteries.
I totally agree.
So what's holding you back?
It's just...
Well, I could let you have all the information about Knossos.
Adam and I really just haven't had time to talk about it.
Well, you must make time.
And, well, I mean, we've had other things to deal with lately.
Oh?
No, but which haven't been very conducive to discussing holidays.
Oh. Oh, dear. Have I put my foot in it?
No.
I can see I've touched a nerve.
No, it's not that.
Normally, I pride myself on picking these things up. I don't like to intrude.
No, you're not intruding.
Really?
No, not at all.
So you have been having some problems?
Well, not exactly. Well, suppose every relationship has a few moments, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And Adam and I have only been living together. It's not a year yet.
Is that all?
Last autumn, so we've had a lot of finding out to do, you know, just, I suppose, really getting to know each other.
Well, that takes some doing.
And, yeah, look, if I'm totally honest, the last couple of weeks have been difficult.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ian.
Oh, don't be. There's no need. We've started to turn things around now, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
The last few days, I think we're really getting back to where we should be.
Ah, Jolene.
Hello, Lillian.
Is the man of your dreams round anywhere?
Not at the moment, no.
What about Sid, then?
Anything I can help you with?
Well, we finished with the box of glasses, darling, and the barrels are empty, so...
Oh, you want us to pick them up from the dower house?
Well, I asked Matt to return them, but he thought the smell would taint the trim. Any time it's convenient.
Right.
We were so disappointed you didn't call in last night.
It was nice of you to offer.
You know, we had a fantastic evening. Stevie Chortwin was very entertaining.
You were a little busy here.
Oh, were you? Good job I sent Frieda back when I did.
She weren't really in a working mood when she arrived.
Just as well Matt and I had the party at home then, if you were struggling.
Yeah, we were. Sort of.
Yeah, I feel very virtuous about that. Another co-owner might have insisted on holding it here.
Possibly.
But not me. I have a code, Jolene.
Do you?
Mm. Oh. Never take advantage, if you can help it. And as a result, you and Sid had a stress-free evening.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't really have been taking advantage.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, darling, but I know.
No, in fact, Sid and me were saying, if you're doing something like that again...
Oh, I never need an excuse for a party.
Well, we wouldn't mind you having it here. In fact... We'd actually prefer it.
Hi, it's Mats here. Sorry I can't get to the phone.
Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Bye.
Hello, Mads, it's Ian. Good news about Monday. I'll give you a ring after the lunch rush. See what we can fix up.
It's very considerate of you, Joe.
Oh, Bartleby, don't mind an extra passenger, do you, boy?
I was only walking because Robert's putting a new chain on my bike this morning.
I didn't like to go past without offering.
Well, I'm glad you did. Walking's wretched with this hay fever. And I'm in a hurry to get home anyway.
Oh, huh?
I need to make some transport arrangements before starting work again.
Oh, you're off somewhere, then?
Yeah, I'm arranging for something to come to Ambridge. A maypole from Little Croxley.
Oh, Mayday's long gone.
Well, ideally, we would have had one for then, but I thought it would be nice for the fete. And since Kenton seems to have taken over the main event...
We don't usually have one.
Then it'll be a welcome addition.
Well, if you can get anybody to dance round it. Go on, Bartleby.
I'm expecting a lot of enthusiasm from the children.
Yeah, well, ain't no darter than what Kenton Archer's doing, mind.
Yes. I was never sure about the Vegetable Olympics. It doesn't really raise the tone of the day. But I was outvoted, I'm afraid. So I asked Kenton if he'd lend a hand.
He asked me yesterday if I'm any good at earling cabbages or some such. I tells him to hang on a minute and he'll soon find out.
And once we've got the maypole, I need to research some authentic dances.
Why not get that husband of yours to do it, eh?
Oh, no. Robert's not particularly interested in dance.
Well, give him something to do now he's been sacked.
He's had a temporary contract terminated, Joe, and he's very active in looking for new opportunities.
You said he was mending your bike.
As a brief interlude between pursuing business contacts.
No, don't take on, missus. There's no shame in being on the scrappy.
Robert isn't on the scrappy.
Happens to all of us sooner or later.
This is merely a brief hiatus in the onward progression of his career.
Well, I thought he'd be out of work a few weeks. I can get you some milk, though.
Pardon?
Free alarmist. I'm sure I can swing it with all the sterling.
Thank
you. It won't cost nothing. Not when I explain things stand with you at the moment.
I don't want any milk, Joe.
It'd do them some good.
Cow's milk is not suited to their digestive systems.
No?
No. So thank you for the thought. But those sort of gestures really aren't necessary.
Hello?
Great. I've actually got the live version.
Oh, Ian. I was just going to ring, I swear.
Yeah. So, look, are we still good for Monday?
You've definitely booked the day off.
Yeah, Bernie's coming in for me.
Oh, lunch might be difficult.
Why?
Well, I have a meeting, but I can get away for one.
What, so is 3 o'clock possible?
It's a definite.
Great.
And what's Adam's take on you seeing me again?
I don't think I'm telling him.
What?
About meeting you. I mean, he knows I'm having the day off.
Well, is keeping it a secret a good idea?
Yeah.
Is he still that dead set against the baby?
No, in fact, well, that's why I'm not telling him.
You've lost me now.
You know how bad things had got between us?
Oh, you didn't tell me all the gory details, but I know it wasn't good.
Yeah, because I've been pushing him. He doesn't respond to pushing.
So you've not actually got anywhere?
Well, all three of us are a lot further on than last week.
Has he said anything then?
Yes and no. I mean, he hasn't spelled out that he's okay with the baby yet.
Well, what has he said?
He says I mean the world to him.
Oh, well, I like him for that.
And he wants the relationship to move forward. Anything's possible. That's what he said.
That could mean anything, Ian.
He's getting used to the idea, that's all.
Are you sure?
Mads, I live with a guy, I love him, don't I? That's what he meant.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and once I stopped pushing and backed off, he became more responsive.
It would be so fantastic.
I know. I mean, last week, I thought he'd never accept it, but now, I'm starting to believe things are slowly moving in the right way.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios.